elliptical wheels whooshing, sneakers squeaking, music blaring. If you had to guess, you'd probably think we're inside one of Milwaukee's premier health clubs. But what if I told you these are the sounds of a local middle school gym class? Several schools in and around the city are working to transform physical education in order to give kids the tools to maintain their health and fitness throughout their lives. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello brings us into the action at one Wauwatosa school.
By 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, the kids at Longfellow Middle School know the rules of the game. Now it's time to play. Today, it's floor hockey.
Moyer, Moyer, Moyer!
Teams face off in gameplay upstairs in the gym. Downstairs, it's weight training and cardio activities, like running laps or biking. Students suit up for action every other day. But don't call it gym class around teacher Nancy Bradigan.
It's not gym, it's physical education.
Bradigan coordinates physical education curriculum across the middle and high schools in Wauwatosa, and she's the lead teacher here at Longfellow. She has good reason for correcting your terminology.
A lot of people have that perception of it's just gym. Well, I don't want that to be the perception here at Longfellow or in TOSA in general. I want kids and parents and the community members to understand that we are here educating your student lifelong, that we are not just a regular gym class.
The goal here is activity, measured by kids' heart rates, which are tracked by monitors they're wearing under their bright orange Longfellow PE t-shirts. The sensors sync up to an app on the teacher's iPad, which they hook up to a projector screen so kids can clearly see how they're doing. 25 minutes in their target heart rate zone essentially equals a passing grade for the day, which sometimes means cramming at the end of class.
Yeah. 40 more seconds.
I need X for this amount of time, and they come over and they're running in place.
I'm at 19 minutes and 30 seconds.
I'm at 23.
I just want to get 20 minutes.
Kids get to choose which activity they do each day, as long as they get an even mix of cardio, gameplay, and weight training over the course of the school year.
Their actual target heart rate zone is specific to them, because you'll have those kids that, you know, when they're down in cardio, brisk walk helps. Other kids have to run. So we wanted to make sure that it was an even playing field for everybody.
The use of fitness technology and health club style activities is nothing new. Plenty of schools in Milwaukee incorporate these things, much of it funded by federal grant money. But it's not just a matter of offering the equipment. Bradigan says it's giving the students ownership over their own fitness and in turn, their own learning.
Our district really wants kids to be independent. When we take away the skills and they don't worry about winning and they just enjoy playing like you would normally, it gives them ownership and it puts the responsibility on them and they more likely will be more active.
Wisconsin students are required to take some form of Phi-Ed during the school day every year from kindergarten through eighth grade and across at least 3 years of high school. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.